B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Does anybody want my kids? I'm not even
to borrow or to keep
for as long as you want. I'm not even like looking for qualifications at this point. I'm just looking for a warm body to be in the same vicinity as them. I can't handle these kids. Two nights in a row. I call them animals. I don't care. I, my wife and I have a little joke where whenever at the end of the night, if we feel like the kids won, we say the animals won tonight. They've been destroying us all this week. And I don't understand. I've been racking my brain trying to figure this out. I feel like a boxer sizing up his opponent, trying to figure out a strategy. Going like, all right, well, he's a good jabber. I got to go this. I got to counterpunch, whatever. Because I'm superior to these damn little kids in every way. I'm bigger than them. I'm stronger than them. I'm faster than them. I'm smarter than them, I hope.
Are you?
Am I? That's the question.
Apparently not.
I don't know. Maybe it's the endurance. It's the stamina. They just don't stop. That's what it is.
Wear you down.
They wear you down. And it's like, oh.
What are they doing? Like, what are they doing? Exactly. What are they doing that's so...
Oh, God.
They need attention. They need care.
Yeah. I mean, like, break this down for someone who has no kids that can understand.
You have no kids? Don't have any. That's the best way I can break it down. That is the best way I can break it down, Melissa. It's just like, it's just nonstop. They just need you for everything. Because you have to watch them. That's the thing. You can't just, like, let your cats do whatever the hell they want. And every now and then, just be like, let me just make sure they don't get into something.
They're low maintenance.
Yeah. You can't do that with kids because you got to make sure they don't hurt themselves physically, that they don't get into anything crazy. They want your attention all the time. They don't understand that every now and then you're just like, I'm tired. I just need to sit and not do anything. Leave me alone. They don't understand that. They don't stop. They poop. They piss. My little two-year-old, we're trying to potty train her right now. And for some reason, she hates the potty, so we're putting her in an underwear. And we're like, okay, whenever she gets uncomfortable, she'll just automatically go to a potty or a toilet. Yeah. No, her thing is to say, uh-oh, when she pees on herself.
And then look at you like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. And then there's two of them. There's two little ones. If there was, whenever I only have to watch one for some reason, if my wife's out with one of the kids, if I only have one of them, that is like a damn vacation, just having to watch one kid. But when it's 2-on-1, now you're outnumbered. It's society frowns on you if you beat them. I was thinking about this yesterday. I'm like, why would anybody work at a daycare? I understand you love kids, but there's so many of them and you don't really love them. Yeah. There's no attachment to you. So it's just so much easier to say, go F yourself. Let yourself fall off that damn shelf. So that way you'll learn not to do it again.
Oh, well, you look nice and awake. I mean,
because I'm not with them right now.
Right.
Put it this way. Yesterday I was, after we put them to bed early, we FaceTimed my family and my sister goes, are you high? And I said, no. And she goes, what's the matter with you? Are you sad? And I said, no, I'm actually...
I'm defeated.
Defeated, exactly.
So what you see right now is somebody who's been beaten down.
Wow.
Physically, mentally, emotionally.
Well, you're hiding it very well.
By two small human beings. I hate my kids right now. I said it. I don't care. Whatever. It's okay. Listen, every now and then, I know in your head, if you're a parent, you say to yourself, in your head, you go, I don't hate my kids, but... No, it's okay. It's right okay now. Every now and then to say, I hate my kids. ultimately, you love them. It's like a dog. It's like unconditional love. But every now and then, you hate your kids.
Oh, please. Then your wife will send you the picture in a couple minutes, and then you'll show us and be back in love. Because it happens every morning.
We'll see.
Yeah. Or you might delete it.
Yeah. Today I'm going to delete it. I'm going to just show them.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.